You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there for those with the cardio, for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, fucking up the intro, and with me today is my son, Carlos. Carlos, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Not long been swimming with my little daughter.
Yeah, first time swimming, that was pretty cool. This week, no UFC until the big fight next week, Bones taking on Dominic Reyes. So to put some content out this week, I thought I'd prepare you a little quiz. A quiz on the current UFC champions. So there's 13 questions in total. Let's go straight for it.
Currently in the UFC, you've got in the men's heavyweight, light heavyweight, middleweight, welterweight, lightweight, featherweight, bantamweight and flyweight. So you've got eight there.
Yeah.
And in the females, you've got featherweight, bantamweight, flyweight and strawweight. So that's four there. So in total, you've got 12.
Correct. So far, you are one for one. So let's get on to the meat of the quiz now, the actual champion. So the first champion we'll go with is the women's strawweight champion, Weili Zhang. Weili Zhang has beaten two people called Jessica in her four UFC wins so far. What are the surnames of these two Jessicas?
Shit.
They're obvious if they're pretty well known fighters.
Well, one of them's got to be Jessica R, because it's in that round. Am I wrong there, aren't I? I'm wrong. Fuck me. Jessica. Obviously Jessica R and George. Is
Jessica R and George, correct. Jessica R is not the other one. Oh. Do you want a clue? Her last name sounds like a famous singer, Christina.
So I'm guessing Aguilera, because you were saying Christina, so yeah. Jessica Aguilera.
It's nearly. I'll give it you, it's Jessica Aguilera.
Fuck's that?
Wow, she's fought about 20 times in UFC. Right, so I'll give it you anyway, so you've got two for two. Next we go to the women's flyweight division, and the champion is Valentina Shevchenko.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
So she's only lost twice in her UFC career, both times to Amanda Nunes. But in between those losses, she picked up two victories. Who did she pick up victories against?
So in between them two losses.
So she lost to Nunes, won two, and then lost again. So who did she win in that gap? Tell me if you need a clue.
It should be one of them. I'm just going out on a limb here because it's obviously that's a while back since then to a thought. But is it one of them Holly Holm?
One of them is Holly Holm.
Definitely Holly Holm, and the other one because. They were going through all the shit about the strawweight when they were, because they were Dana White and UFC were still umming and ahhing about that weight, weren't mm-hmm. they? And they were on about that sort of natural weight. And who were the other one now? So I can remember that one all along. I just can't remember the second one. I wanted to say when you're asking the question, I wanted to say Joanna, but she didn't. She fought Joanna for the belt or for a title defence for the belt when they did make the strawweight division.
She has beat Joanna.
Yeah, she's beat Joanna a couple of times, obviously in mixed martial arts and in the Muay Thai. Who the fuck? I'm gonna have to have a clue with that one.
Right, the other one you've got. Their most recent fight was in July, where she returned and fought former flyweight champion Nico Montano when she replaced Sarah McMahon. She's expected to fight Aspen Ladd in March.
I've got a face in my head. It's just the name. Fuck's sake. What is her name? The face is there. No, it's fucking gone. It's gone, I can't.
Juliana Peña.
There we go.
So you've got half for that one. Still good though. Still doing well. So women's bantamweight we're going into now, and obviously that's Amanda Nunes. She is currently on a 10-fight win streak. Who was the last person that beat Amanda Nunes?
The last person that beat Amanda Nunes? Why do I want to say Misha Tate? Was that not Misha Tate? No. One sec, let me just think about it. Because she lost the fight, and then when she came back, because we were on about it in one of the last podcasts, how she lost the fight, took it on the chin, and she'd just been on an absolute fucking tear ever since, just dominating everyone. But a first loss, the first loss in the UFC, that's when it were, weren't it? She's only lost once in the UFC, innit? Or she lost twice in the UFC? Once or twice, but her last one, I think it was even before the Reebok deal even took place in the UFC.
It's 10 fights away. So it's 11 fights, basically.
Fuck. I'm going to have to go with it. I'm going to have to say Misha Tate.
Misha Tate is wrong. Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
The clue is, if you don't get it right, you were a bit of a pussy.
If you don't get it right, you're a bit of a pussy.
Now think of the words.
That's what I'm saying. It's, if you don't get it right, you're a bit of a pussy. I want to...
And it is actually her only loss in the UFC. The loss before that was in Invicta to Sarah D'Elio, and then Alexis Davis, and then in a debut against Anna Maria India. Do you give up?
No. no, because it's going to be pissing me off, because I know, that's how I mean, it's the age is going, and I've...
You'll kick yourself when you hear the answer, and you'll wish you had 9 lives.
See, that clue what you just had then didn't help me out, because when you said, like, if you don't get it, you're a bit of a pussy, the only thing I've got in my head is when Nick Diaz beat Santos, and he were up to a cage and, like, calling Cyborg a bitch and saying that her husband's a pussy and stuff, and but that's what I'm saying, she definitely knocked Cyborg out.
You will kick yourself when you get it wrong, then. Oh, you'll wish you had 9 lives.
Only if you had, like, fucking cola fan.
Right, I'm gonna have to press you for an answer. I think I'll give you enough clues. I can't keep pause in anymore.
Oh.
Right, I'm sorry, that's a wrong answer.
Damn it, man.
It's Kat Zingano.
It's Kat Zingano. Oh my god, I fucking knew it. Oh my god, that is why I couldn't fucking... That's why I couldn't remember it. I couldn't remember the first name, and I was just going for, like, names I could just throw off top of my head. And I got to her in my head, and I told myself no.
And after she lost to Kat Zingano, her first victory in a 10 was against Shayna Baszler. So question 5 is about the women's featherweight champion, also Amanda Nunes. In her career, she has beaten 6 different UFC champions. Now, that doesn't mean she's faced them as they were champion, but 6 people who have been champion. Name 5 out of 6.
Well, obviously, Ronda Rousey.
Correct.
Holly Holm.
Correct.
Misha Tate.
Correct.
That's who she got the title off. She beat Shevchenko twice.
Well, she can face them as many times, but there's only 6, so that's 4 you've got so far.
And then the other one is, I'm just going to throw it out. I'm just gonna follow the 2 out there, Cyborg and the last one, Durandabe.
Correct, 6 out of 6. Back onto form with now 3.5 points out of 5. That's really good going so far. Question 6, we're going into the men's divisions now with our flyweight champion Henry Cejudo. So how many fights in the UFC did Henry Cejudo have before he got his first title shot?
His first title shot were Demetrius Johnson when he lost it. Shirt were only somewhat short. Right. Maybe 3-4.
What are you going for?
I'm going to say, because it was that slim back then when he got it, I'm going to say 3, just because of how... I'm going to say...
You've said 3, now it was 4.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
If it's Dustin Kimura, Chris Caricio, Chico Camus, and then Juicy Formiga. So then, question 7, again, about bantamweight champion Henry Cejudo. Since he lost back-to-back fights against Marty Mouse and also Joseph Benavidez, he has now gone 5 fights straight wins and obviously picked up 2 titles. During that time, name 4 of his opponents. 4 out of 5.
Out of his, since picking the title up from Demetrius Johnson?
Well, since he lost to Joseph Benavidez and then he's won 5 in a row.
So he's beat, obviously he beat both title champions, he beat Demetrius Johnson and 1, TJ Dillashaw.
2.
Then he went on to recently beat Marias.
3.
Fourth one, obviously before, after the... After
the other two are before he won the title.
That's what I'm saying, that's why I'm going back to... Before, whilst Demetrius was still in there, because I'm looking at the top three, because he didn't fight, he hadn't fought Benavidez again since the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the other ones who were near that division at the time?
Do you want a clue?
Go on, Lance, I've got that Brazilian in my head.
There is a Brazilian, but the clue is one of them has a much more famous brother who fights in the UFC.
So I'm guessing Sergio Pettis.
Sergio Pettis is correct. So that's 4. Do you want to have a guess at the last one, or do you want to
I'm
just
gonna
tell
have
it?
A guess at the last one. Obviously, because I've said Marlon Moraes, and he's a Brazilian. The other one, the Brazilian he fought was, I want to say that one. I can't remember his name, but I want to say that one with not red strap in his hair.
Yeah, it's not. He's got a proper bald head, like sheer bald. It's Wilson Reyes.
Oh, I thought
that he was the first person he beat after Benavidez. So let's now jump into the featherweight division. Current and new champion, Alexander Volkanovski.
Oh, I don't know much about this guy.
He beat Max Holloway in December last year to win that title. But who were the two fighters that he beat before his fight with Max?
Marlon Moraes, who had kicked Sterling at Edburn. Who did he beat then? So at featherweight, to get that title shot, I know he beat a couple of...
He's going up and down his record, he's not beat a lot of big names, but these are the two biggest names that he's beat.
What was it? Did he fight Aldo?
He beat Aldo.
That's one of them.
Just before the title match.
And who the other one now? So he fought in that division, in the featherweight division. Fought Aldo. Were Chad Mendes suspended at the time, or did he beat Chad Mendes? Richard Mendes?
Chad Mendes.
Oh, real day.
Doing well. So now let's go into the lightweight division, and obviously the champ there is Khabib Nurmagomedov. And Khabib is widely regarded as having one of the best ground games in the history of
the
UFC. But how many out of his 12 victories have come by submission?
Dustin, Connor, Does he do it to Barbosa? They just pound his face in. I'm sure he subbed Barbosa as well. He definitely subbed Michael Johnson, because Michael actually tried to sub it in before he just basically pissed him off. So out of his 12 victories in the UFC, how many have come by submission?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw it out there, because it's a high percentage. I'm going to say 7.
That's 4.
Oh, shit.
He's actually won 4 by sub, two by knockout or TKO and six by decision. The people who he beat, you've named three of them: Michael Johnson, Conor McGregor, and Dustin Poirier. The other one was Kamaru Usman.
Oh, yeah, that was always one of his first fights, weren't it? That was proper early on in his UFC career. I remember that fight. I knew it was.
But also, you were right, he pounded his face.
That's what I mean. It's one of them. It's hard to remember some of his fights because you don't know if he's. Because it can submit you whenever he wants to, but it can also just pound your fucking face in.
Right, so let's step up again into the welterweights this time. Relatively new champion Kamaru Usman, and in his career, he's only ever had one first round stoppage. This guy does like to take it to decision quite a lot. Who did he beat in the first round?
Does this go back to his tough as well, or is it actually
this is his UFC career? It's relatively early in his UFC career, but it is his UFC career.
So that's it. I mean, is it whilst he were in tough, or is it when he actually, if you like,
no, when it was after his entrance in the
so when fight. He won tough and it got into the UFC early one. Who is earliest fight? I know he's had a fair few now.
I think he's like 12-1.
Obviously, yeah, but that's not in the UFC, though, is it? That's.
Let me just get his record up.
Going all the way back. Obviously, because he's a wrestler, and he likes to. The wrestlers don't really like to finish it in first round. They like to, like I said, wrestle. More so when it's going to decision. Did he face Damian Maia early on, or did he face him later on?
Right, his record in UFC is 11-0.
Yeah, so he's
16-1.
So he's had a fair bit.
Right, I think you're going to need some clues, right? So this guy's name takes part of the name from two different fighters, right? So he's got the last name of one fighter and the first name of another fighter, right? Both have been answers already in this quiz, so it's someone who's already been mentioned. Is Brazilian. The first name we mentioned earlier, he's got a famous UFC brother.
Yeah, so his first name was Anthony Pettis. So his first name is going to be fucking like Anthony, then?
No.
What?
We haven't mentioned Anthony in this.
No,
we've mentioned his brother.
Sergio.
So his first name is Sergio.
His last name is another fighter.
Another fighter who was mentioned in the same question. Brazilian. Fought Henry Cejudo.
Sergio. You're going back to Sergio. Fuck's sake. This is going back time, isn't
it? It's not. Who did Henry Cejudo beat in his last fight?
I forgot.
You literally told me about 8 minutes ago in this exact same quiz.
I know, but I don't know if you've got a fucking quiz, but when you ask someone the next question, you think really hard about that question.
So, Cejudo beat Wilson Reyes, Sergio Pettis, Demetrius Johnson, TJ Dillashaw, and then who?
It were Moraes.
So it's Sergio Moraes.
That it is as well. How did I make that so hard for myself? How?
Right, so next we're going into the middleweights with another Nigerian born fighter, Israel Adesanya, who is as well unbeaten in his UFC career, 7-0. But in how many of these fights, so seven, did he receive a performance bonus?
Oh. He definitely got one for a Whittaker fight. He definitely got one.
For Whittaker, he got performance of the night.
He definitely got one for Gastelum fight.
For Gastelum, they got fight of the night.
He definitely got one for the Brunson fight, for the way he ended up.
For Brunson fight, he got performance of the night.
I want to say the Anderson fight, but I don't know if that was too hard to not.
The Anderson fight, he got fight of the night. So far, you've got four. So he's had seven fights, so how many more do you think he's got?
So before them.
Do you want me to tell you who he's fought? Because you can find out, you can know who he's fought.
Go on, yeah, tell me the last people he's fought.
So, you've got Whittaker, which you've already got. Brunson, you've already got. He fought Brad Tavares.
Yeah.
He fought Rob Wilkinson. Then he fought Silver, which you know. Gaslam, which you know. And he's also fought Marvin Vettori.
I think his debut, did he get a bonus on his debut?
His debut was against Rob Wilkinson and he got performance of the night bonus.
I don't think he got one for his second one, I don't think. But then the third one you're saying?
So you've got Brad Tavares and...
6 out of 7.
That's the correct answer. He got a performance of the night bonus for Brad Tavares. The only one he didn't get was when he scraped a points decision against Marvin Vettori. So, second to last question now. Obviously about the GOAT, the lightweight champion, Johnny Bones Jones. He's 19-1 in his UFC career with one no contest. And many people do believe that that DQ loss to Matt Hamill should be stricken from the record because it wasn't actually a DQ. But out of these wins, these 19 wins, how many has he won by decision?
None.
You don't think he's ever gone to decision?
No. I don't know why I said that. I was thinking out loud. DC, he's fought him twice, didn't he?
So, the second one's obviously no contest.
Yeah, but he still knocked him out. So he still counts as a fucking... But the first one he went to decision, though, didn't he?
So, one decision with DC.
The first fight with Gustafsson, he went for a decision. Because the second one he finished him. He finished Santos, finished Antonin, finished Chael Sonnen.
I don't know what fights you've been watching.
Finished Antonin Smith. Oh shit, no we didn't finish Antonin Smith. Antonin Smith went to decision. He therefore finished Finger though.
Who?
Sonnen.
Well he had to, because if he didn't, if he made it to that next round, he was losing.
He finished Rampage. He finished with Shad. Did he not finish with Shad? He finished with Shad.
Rashad went to decision. That's four.
I thought he cut him. Oh no, that's just because he beat fuck out of him for about 2 rounds straight with elbows, weren't it? Or he was punching him with elbows. Obviously, he beat Jorgen Hur for the belt. Matt Hamill, that was it, or a no contest. Oh, so that was.
So far, you've got four.
But he's hard as well, because he's also got a lot of subs. No, I say he subbed the auto.
Yeah, it's mainly subs and
knockouts. I'm gonna go about five.
You think five?
Six.
You think six?
I'm gonna go six.
Okay.
Decisions.
Right, so his debut was against Andre Guzmão. He went to decision there.
One.
That was when Brock Lesnar first won the title. Stefan Bonner went to decision.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot about Stefan Bonner.
Rashad Evans. Then he went for a long streak where he didn't go to decision. Then he went against Gustafsson, which is, what's that, four?
Four.
Glover went to decision.
Five.
DC1 went to decision.
Six.
His comeback fight against OSP went to decision.
Yeah,
Anthony Smith went to decision.
Eight.
And Thiago Santos was actually his closest result so far. It was split decision, so... It's actually nine.
Fuck yeah.
Mad that, innit? You wouldn't have thought that. Last question. So we're into the heavyweights now. Stipe Miocic is the current champion and his record in the UFC is 13-3. Who are his three losses against?
I'm sure, because when they're about the second fight when he fought for the title, I'm sure when they fought first time he got beat off fucking, what's he called now? Last champion, oh my god! Brazilian guy, the one who's fucking still banned for steroids. The fucking smiling guy. Oh.
I don't know. I think you are all way off the mark here because they are three relatively big names.
No, it is a big name. It was literally the champion before Stipe and DC. It was Stipe beating for the belt.
Are you trying to say Verdun?
Yeah, did Verdun not beat him before? Right, so no, he didn't beat him.
Pick off the easiest one for at least one to get it out of the way. Who's beating? Two, who you could say, yeah, that's fair enough. One, who's that?
Mark Hunt. Mark. No, because he knocked Mark Hunt, didn't he? Or he fucking.
He hadn't lost to Mark Hunt.
Oh my god.
You'll kick yourself for at least
kicking
two.
Kick yourself now to fucking just get one of them at least.
You'll kick yourself for two of them, one of them you'll be like, how has this motherfucker lost to him?
Fuck it. Stefan Struve.
Stefan Struve is one.
And I knew it was going to be that big fucker. So Stefan Struve, that one ain't going to go that
And the other two are former champions.
Yeah.
One he beat back.
I want to say there, Al Oscar.
Nope, not Al Oscar.
Not Al Oscar. One he beat back for the title. We're not going to Is he already lost to next champion Verdun? Why have I got that in my head? He had fought him. Stop thinking about Verdun. Fucking Jesus Christ. He didn't fight Jesus. So the other one, the Rex champions. How far are we talking back ex champions here?
Well, he's only just won the title off one of them.
Obviously, oh shit, yeah, DC knocked him out. Fuck me.
And then the other one. The other one is a. The other one is he's a relatively new champion, but he's got to the point now where is it time for him to stop?
JDS.
Junior Dos Santos.
Oh.
Correct.
These were early, far from the DC one.
So, out of 13 available, you got 5, 6, 7, 8 and a half. That's not bad at all.
That's shit.
That's a B. So yeah, next week, Carlos, it's back to the farts with Bones taking on Dominic Reyes. And then I think, again, we've got some time off, so just to pay me back, you can come up with a quiz for one of them weeks.
I will do, but just in case you think you could have done better, let us know on the 5 rounds. The answers that I got wrong, if you knew that you knew them.
Exactly. So, yeah, like Carl said, go on to 5 Rounds' Twitter page, tell him he's a fucking idiot for getting some of them wrong, because he is. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at DAJKirby. You can follow Carlos here at Kirby_Carlos. Go on to, like I said, at 5 Rounds Pod. Go on, tell Carlos how much of a moron he is for getting them wrong. And that is the end.
Adios, amigos.
You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.